Radio.com.
No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I would say it would be a safe bet to say that every single one of you has a family. And what I want to know is, do you love them? Do you care for them? Do you hug them each and every day? And tell them that the world they live in is this wonderful paradise. And that just as so long as you stay together, everything is going to be all right. Well, I'm ashamed to be the one to tell you this, children. But your mommies and your daddies, they have been force-feeding you lies your entire life. Your mommies and your daddies do not love you. Because if your mommies and your daddies loved you, then they would tell you the truth. But the truth, it can be such a hard pill to swallow. The truth, it can be shocking. It can be terrifying. And the worst part is, all you have to do to find it is look out your front door. Because it's in your schools. It's in your government. It's in your places of worship. The ones that are set to protect you are the ones that you should fear the most. And just as soon, the sooner you're able to realize that, the sooner you can be transcended. The sooner you can be set free. But as each and every one of you understand, freedom comes at a very, very, very hefty price. You know, a long time ago, I used to have this pet, man. And this pet, he wasn't the most charming animal to look at, but I loved him just the same. And this pet, he would give his life for me. He was loyal. But I could see it coming in his eyes, man. The curiosity, it was getting the best of my precious pet. He wanted to know what was through the woods and over the train tracks. So one day, I walked my pet outside and I removed his chains. I set him free. But it wasn't long before he came right back running to me, just as I knew he would. But there was something different about my pet now. He had a scar from his eye to his nose. And I knew right then and there that he was changed. He never ran away again. And he never left my side. But like I said, he was different. Because that day, he learned some lessons. He learned that the world has teeth and they are much sharper than his. And he learned the most valuable lesson that I could ever teach. You gotta get them before they get you. Luke Harper was a damaged man. And I did what I had to do. I picked him up out of the dirt and I fixed him just like you would fix a broken toy. Because I knew that one day I would have to set him free too, so that he may learn his own truth. Don't be afraid. Tell your peace, my brother.
There was a time in life where I didn't understand why a man like me existed, what my purpose in life was, or why I was here. But my family found me. He showed me the truth. And the truth is, this is all of your fault. Each and every one of you have made me what I am. You shunned me. You created me. But he, Bray Wyatt, saved me. He opened my eyes. He made me stronger than ever. And he showed me my path in life. And now I know, when you pray for the rain, you best be prepared for the mud. Bray Wyatt, my life for you.
It always comes back to family, don't it? Luke Harper would go through hell and back for me. Hell, he already has. But Roman Reigns. I tried to warn him that this was only the beginning, and as you all know, I am not a liar. Now, Roman Reigns claims that Dean Ambrose is his brother and that he cares for Dean Ambrose, but I say nuh-uh. Because if he truly cared for Dean Ambrose, he would tell Dean Ambrose that he is in danger and that Dean Ambrose should stay out of our business. Turn his back, walk away, and never look back again. Because Roman Reigns, this is your burden to bear. This is your hill to die on. I, Bray Wyatt, will steal your faith. Roman Reigns, we're here.
And as Bray Wyatt says, we're here, we are here, this is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And that was a great explanation on why the family is back together.
Yeah, I thought it was a perfect explanation as to why the family's back together. They needed each other.
They really, really did.
And Bray had the bravado back. He had that sense of power back. He just... all is right with the world because Bray Wyatt and at least Luke Harper are back together. And they do. They really need each other.
Yeah, they do.
They really make each other.
That they do. It's just the presentation of the Wyatt family is so much better. when you have a family. And that's what we saw tonight.
Yeah. And you see Luke swear his undying loyalty to Bray Wyatt, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on top of everything else we had today, Bray had to wear that goddamn coat.
And we were kind of worried when they were talking about he's recommitting to the Wyatt family. Like, what are they going to do? Are they going to sacrifice a sheep or something? We weren't sure.
Yeah, that was kind of like, what? But my only issue with this, and this was on the announcer's side of it, was they said that Luke Harper had strayed. Luke Harper had not strayed. Luke Harper was set free by Bray Wyatt, as was Eric Rowan. And now Luke has realized he needs to go back home. He needs to go back where he belongs.
Yeah.
And if Eric was there, I'm sure Eric would be the same way. But very, very happy with this promo. I was even happier that they did not have Roman interrupt it.
No.
You had them cut this promo, and you let Bray have that moment where he just delivers that speech, and he's kind of reveling in his power and his glory again, and feeling it, which is what you want. And it just, I got chills when he said, "This is your hill to die on." I mean, it was just, it was a great, great promo from Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper.
Yeah.
And no stupid, kooky southern accent from Luke Harper. Thank Jesus.
He lost that as he was, you know, straying away from the Wyatt family.
Thank God.
He ran, see what happened is he was set free and then he ran in some, you know, some folks and they told him, oh, you should do an accent. And, well, he tried it. He fell into that accent and now he lost it, which is good. So that was a good segment on the show. We'll run down some matches. Dean Ambrose took on the Big Show. They had a solid match.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, this actually wasn't half bad.
No, it was pretty good. By Big Show standards, this was a pretty good match.
Dean kept getting up, he kept fighting, he kept going for creative ways to get out of things, including untying shoes.
Yeah. Who unties a shoe? Dean Ambrose does. So that happened.
It worked.
It did work. Big Show knocked him out on the outside. Dean took 10 seconds to get back in the ring, but could not. After the match, Big Ambrose was on the barricade, and then Big Show just came charging, and Dean moved, and Big Show went through the barricade. Solid stuff. Tonight was about first.
And Dean Ambrose was shirtless. Praise.
I was waiting for that.
Bless. All the above.
Yeah.
The Dean Ambrose fangirls are dead after today. They're just laying there twitching.
Yeah, they are. It's been interesting. Yeah. So Hunter talked about tonight's bunch of firsts, and that was one of the firsts. Our next first was Fandango versus Neville. Neville picked up the win with the red arrow. But that's not the story. After the match, Stardust appeared on the Titantron and said, "The man Gravity Forgot saves the day again." That is the problem with the world today. Everyone wants a feel-good story. They want a story filled with heroes. Superheroes. Heroes who wine and dine with kings and queens. Even green-hooded heroes. Nobody wants to talk about the unknown or embrace the strange. Fear not, WWE Universe. Stardust will rescue you. He will save you from the overbearing and overprotective do-gooders. Neville, there is nothing you can do to stop him. Stardust wants to be Neville. Neville to be his hero. This was the best Stardust promo I've ever heard.
Neville was extremely confused, but yeah, it was a great, great promo.
Yeah, yeah. So that was really good, and I love that he dropped the Dusty line.
Yeah, it was a nice, subtle little tribute to his dad. It was really sweet.
It really was. We continue on the show. We'll get to the main opening segment here in a bit. Another first, we had Paige versus Sasha Banks.
Oh God, I need that again.
This was a really, really good match between the girls. They didn't go all out, but they did a lot of good stuff in this match. You had Team Bad and Becky and Charlotte get tossed from ringside during this match. We should say before the match they did a pretty good promo backstage. Sasha owned it, like she owned this match, making Paige tap out to the bank statement.
Yeah, which was a nice, nice finish. I don't want them to overuse the girls having submission holds, but I like that the girls are getting to feature them.
Yeah.
But yeah, great match. Need more of this, please. Please, please, pretty please.
We had the Lucha Dragons defeat the Los Matadores, and I guess the number one contendership. It sounded like it was, but we weren't sure. I wasn't sure exactly.
Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know. The New Day came down, holding a real Mega Dad of the Year sign over Kofi's head, which was funny. And then, I don't know what Kofi does, is doing. He's sort of doing a half skip, half clapping thing. It's kind of interesting and amazing at the same time.
Yeah, I got nothing.
We had Rusev and Summer in the ring. And
oh God, this.
Rusev was smitten with Lana, or was with his new Lana, Summer. the one that's always hot and obedient summer. It's a woman's privilege to obey and a man's privilege to give gifts. So we had some gifts. One, Rusev said that since the puppy smells and pees all the place and is neutered, they should call it Dog Ziggler, as he gave Summer a puppy.
It was a cute puppy.
He tells Summer that's not all. He has another present, and it's a fish. A cold, dead fish with its head chopped off. And they call that Lana. She didn't like holding the fish.
I will give her props for picking up that fish. She's a better woman than I, because I wouldn't have touched that thing with my bare hands.
Yeah. Lana comes out. She says, it's a privilege for women to lead, not just obey. You always lie about me, and it never succeeds. It does not work, because everyone can see right through you. You dress at her like me, just like me. You kiss her while looking at me. You're pitiful, just like your defeat, since you hooked up with this wannabe Lana. Summer says that now Rusev knows what it is to cuddle up with this after years of cuddling up with that. Lana kicks off her shoes, attacks Summer, rubs her face into the fish, slaps Rusev, leaves the ring. There you go. I like this segment.
Oh, this is a great segment. I like that Lana very casually kicked off her heels before she rubbed Summer's face in the fish.
It was pretty good.
And the dog was like, holy crap, holy crap, holy crap, get me out of here, get me out of here.
Uh-huh.
Not okay.
You had Charlotte and Becky Lynch taking on Alicia Fox and Nikki Bella. Good match. It was a really good match.
Yeah, great match.
They gave them some time. They worked the match. Good stuff. Becky made Alicia tap out to her armbar to disarm her or something like that.
Yeah.
What was nice is the girls supported each other. You had, during Paige's match, they wore her new shirt. In this match, Paige wore Becky's shirt and had Charlotte's shirt on her hip, supporting the Divas Revolution. It works.
Girls supporting girls. Awesome.
Randy Orton and Kevin Owens had a pretty solid match. Get Sheamus on commentary. Randy Orton wins by disqualification when Sheamus hit the bro kick. After the match, Cesaro came running down. He dove over the rope. It was impressive. Came back in the ring, ate a pop-up powerbomb as Owens stood tall over Cesaro. So we're setting up Sheamus and Orton. We're setting up Cesaro and Owens. Pretty good.
Not going to complain. I kind of want the feud between Owens and Cesaro. Totally 100% okay with that.
It's fine by me. So we're going back to the beginning of this show, and you had the Authority come out. Hunter talked all about the first and everything like that, and even talked about, Stephanie brought up, 17 months in the making, Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. And then Seth said, to cap this night off at first, we need to involve all of you for the first time ever. Seth wants everyone to stand up and admit he will go down as one of, if not the greatest champion of all time. John Cena came down. He didn't want to interrupt Steph or Hunter, but he meant to interrupt Seth Rollins, calls him an arrogant jackass. With all the Hall of Famers who held the title, you claim to be the greatest. John says that you are a joke. You need to find out who is telling the truth. And, well, he wants to do something that's best for business, and that's a WWE Championship match between Rollins and him tonight on Raw. Stephanie, you know, asked the crowd, do you want to see it? Do you want to see it? They were all excited, and she goes, for the first time ever, she says no. I love that line.
No.
It was great. She built it up, and was like, nope, not happening.
Denied.
Hunter, though, said, you know, he was onto something, and they will do it. Hunter, Rollins versus Cena for the U.S. title, which took us to our main event.
I saw a fantastic post that was, Mom said no, go ask Dad.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a good post.
Yeah, good opening segment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to a great main event, Seth Rollins and John Cena. Anyone worried about these two having good matches at SummerSlam? What they pulled out tonight, is any question, just imagine what they're going to do on pay-per-view.
Well, hopefully nobody's nose gets broken.
Cena's nose apparently looks to be broken as he took a hard knee from Rollins. Ooh.
It's either broken or it's dislocated.
Something. It was swollen. It was misshapen. It was bleeding.
It was bent.
Yeah. One cool moment in the match, Rollins hit a superplex, then into a suplex.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was pretty sweet. Rollins missed the Phoenix Splash, Cena locked in the STF, Seth Rollins tapped out, retains his U.S. title. Logical finish, because now John Cena just beat the WWE champion, makes him the number one contender.
Yeah, makes him deserving of his shot at SummerSlam. Now, whether he can get it done at SummerSlam, well, we'll have to see.
My gut tells me he does.
My gut tells me he does as well, because, well, it's Cena, but...
Yeah, but we'll see. I like the match. It's going to be good at the pay-per-view. Tonight was a good, heavy wrestling edition. Raw, solid.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. the moments it needed to hit, hit. My only disappointment is that Triple H's face did not end up in a cake.
On TV.
On TV, I wanted it to happen on TV.
I know. Hopefully it happened after the show. We'll have to find out. Hopefully. If anyone was there, please let us know. So that basically does it for the Raw post-show here tonight. One thing we need to tell everyone before we do wrap up and plug everything. Next week, August 3rd, hashtag Sandal Appreciation Day. Post out your pictures, favorite moments, matches, anything about Damian Sandal. Use the hashtag Sandal Appreciation Day. It's been approved by Mick Foley.
And Damian Sandal. Ding.
That works. Hashtag Sandal Appreciation Day. There's more about it on WildTalkRadio.com. But that'll do for the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Thursday night, The Rack.
That's right. Tune in because we have a lot of news to discuss. There are several breaking stories, including, we're going to be discussing the Hulk Hogan situation. So we'll give you our take, give you all the facts, let you know what's going on, and, get through that. We also have
Tough Enough NXT.
Tough Enough NXT discussions, notes, all that fun stuff. So it's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
On the Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, Rack Radio Show. RackRadioShow.com is the website. The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 4, Episode 3, now available. Episode 4 available on Wednesday. Saturday Night Midnight Edition is CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, and The Unusual. Last week, we played Name That Black TV Show. Go back and listen to that episode. CB Radio WTR on the Twitter, Facebook.com, so cigarette butts and bandanas. As we launch the road to 400, CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Roth. Sunday night is Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. WTR Sunday night on Twitter, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be right back here next Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Tune in, Stitcher, and iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. Keep it going on. We'll see you Thursday night. For The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Long the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Only on WildTalkRadio.com. My time is now. You can't see me. My time is now. It's the franchise where I'm shining now. You can't see me. My time is now. Your time is now.